Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
It's the box score breakdown for this weekend slate of games. Bonus pod time. We are presented by Hoopball. I am your host, Scotty. You can find me on Twitter at TheHarlander23. My co-host, Mr. Jolly, Mr. J as I like to call him. You can find him on Twitter at Mr. Jolly of Sydney. He's not here today, so you've got bonus pod with little old me. We've got 2 days worth of games to get through, Saturday and Sunday, for your Sunday night, Monday morning listening pleasure, if that's when you're listening, or if you're somewhere else in the country, in the world, I should say, Monday night, Tuesday morning, for you to have a listen to us. And then if I get a chance to, I will go through some listener questions as well. But as I said, we're presented by Hoopball, and what a great website those guys are. And if you love fantasy, they have a thing called the Fantasy Pass, and that is the best deal in the industry still at $4.99 a month. And we're into the regular season, yes, so there is no zero commitment. There is no zero commitment, all that sort of stuff. Sign up for 1 month for $5. If you don't like it, you can cancel. We know you'll love it, but it's always nice to have that option. The Fantasy Pass has everything you'll need to dominate all year. Updating projections, the new fantasy appraiser tools, schedule and streaming charts, pickups and drops, and our newest and coolest feature, the Hoopball Discord server, where you can hang out with all the Hoopball pros around the clock like old mate Mr. J, and get one-on-one help with your team. So please do go and check it out. Head to hoop-ball.com. Click on the Fantasy Pass ad just below the main media wall. We'll get stuck into the slate of games, and we'll start with Saturday. And the Sacramento Kings, 94, got beaten by Houston, 102. Speaking of the Kings, Marvin Bagley's dad requested a trade from the Kings following the loss to the Rockets. He quickly deleted it, but it didn't stop the journos having a chat to Luke Walton about it. But De'Aaron Fox, he hit 8 of 19 field goals, no three-pointers, 7 from 10 from the foul line for 23 points, 4 assists, 2 rebounds, 2 steals, and a block with 3 turnovers in the loss. He kept the Kings competitive until the fourth quarter, matching John Wall's competitiveness, driving to the rim from coast to coast. His assist totals were low, mostly due to his teammates' poor shooting night, and he'll have to improve his shooting efficiency and turnover rate if he wants to make a leap into the top tier. Points card discussion. He's been solid this year thus far, though. Marvin Bagley did pretty well. 12 points, 9 rebounds, 2 assists. Flirted with that double-double. And Rashawn Holmes continues to get big minutes. 33 minutes, 11 points, 9 rebounds for him. 50% from the floor. Very, very good. On the Rockets side, Christian Wood had a stellar night, hitting 7 of 14 field goals, 2 of 7 three-pointers, and 4 of 7 free throws for 20 points, 15 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, 4 blocks, and a turnover in Saturday's win over the Kings. Wood had a spectacular start to the year. But the worry was if he'd be able to continue to play at that level if James Harden wasn't setting him up at the rim. But after one game, all the evidence, I guess, points to yes. He scored 18 points. He got 12 rebounds. He got 2 blocks in a little more than 2 quarters with John Wall leading the way, with James Harden sidelined with an ankle injury. Wood's numbers weren't even as good as they could have been. if he didn't record his fifth foul just 4 minutes into the fourth quarter. Woods, nine-cap fantasy and real-life NBA star right now. Harden is questionable for Monday night's game against the Mavs, so keep your eye on that one. We'll take a look into game number two for Saturday. The Knicks, 106, knocking off the Pacers, 102. Elfrid Payton finished Saturday's win with 19 points. 8 of 17 from the field, 3 from 4 from the charity stripe, 8 rebounds and 5 assists in 34 minutes. He has made the Knicks' starting point guard job his own through the team's first 6 games. The negative, though, this hasn't translated when it comes to fantasy. Payton is still ranked well outside the top 200 in both 8-cat and 9-cat formats. For that reason, it makes sense he's only rostered in about 49% of Yahoo leagues if you are in a dire need to address the point guard spot, especially in deeper leagues. Payton is very much worth taking a gamble on, but don't expect too much production at this standpoint. Burks has been upgraded to questionable for Monday night's game against the Hawks, and that might hurt his value somewhat. Julius Randle continues his massive run, almost MVP-like run in 37 minutes. Got a double-double. Again, 12 points, 11 rebounds. Flirted with the trip-dub with 8 assists and 2 steals. And RJ Barrett had a rare game. His first good game since the opener in 42 minutes. Got 25 points, 5 rebounds, 3 assists. Shot 8 from 15 from the floor and 4 from 5 from deep. From Indiana Pacers side of things, Malcolm Brogdon racked up 33 points, 12 of 18 field goals, 2 from 2 from the charity stripe, 3 rebounds, 7 assists, 2 steals, and 7 three-pointers in 41 minutes. While the result was a disappointing one for Brogdon and the Pacers, he put forth his best stat line of the season to date. In addition to the numbers I just read out, Brogdon was also responsible for just one turnover. Through the first 2 weeks, he has been a top 20 player in both 8-cat and 9-cat formats. And given Brogdon's consistency, it's fair to expect that level of production all season long. Now, does that mean he is going to finish as a top 20 player? Not necessarily. Would like to hope so. He will definitely finish top 40, top 50, especially with the way that he's going. You know, as long as he doesn't get injured. If he slid in your drafts and you picked him up, the 70s, the 60s, even the 80s, yeah, it's weird the way I just read those numbers out. You will be laughing all the way to the bank. OKC 108, Orlando Magic 99, and Darius Bazley played 32 minutes in Saturday's win over Orlando, finishing with 19 points, 7 of 10 field goals, 3 of 3 from the charity stripe, 12 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 block shot, and 2 three-pointers. He was viewed as many as a breakout candidate this season with good reason, as the offseason moves made by the Thunder ensured him of a starting job. Saturday's double-double was his second of the season, surpassing his total from the entire of last season with just one. Bazley's ranked well outside the top 100 in both 8-cat and 9-cat formats, which isn't great given the preseason expectation, but he's definitely a player worth holding on to. If you dropped him, unlucky for you if he's on your waiver wire and you need some power forward help. He's definitely one to jump on quickly. On the Orlando Magic side, Terrence Ross played 31 minutes off the bench, accounting for 26 points, 9 of 12 from the field, 4 of 5 from the charity stripe, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, 4 three-pointers. And with Evan Fournier's back spasm sidelined, he was asked to do even more offensively. Even though he remained in his usual six-man role, Ross tied the team for the lead in field goal attempts with the Vooch, and those two were responsible for 8 of the Magic's 10 three-pointers. Pinpointed as a points and three-pointer option in the last couple of seasons, Ross has proven to be more than that through the first 2 weeks of the season, threatening top 50 status in both 8 and 9-cat formats. He should be rostered in more than 57% of Yahoo leagues, and Fournier did not practice on Sunday, so watch out for his availability moving forward. I've got to pause the show for a minute just for an announcement, and it's a fun one. It's free stuff. Everybody loves free stuff. And what is that free stuff? The Bruise Letter. It's back, baby. Oh, yes, it is. It's back and fresh. for the 2021 NBA season, our founder Aaron Brewski is writing an email newsletter filled with his most intimate fantasy nuggets. It's exclusive content you cannot find anywhere else. It's not on the website. It's not on any podcast. It's not on social media. It's not on the Discord channel either, although you should go and sign up for the Fantasy Pass just for the Discord channel. And Brewski is in there. It's only in his email newsletter. You can sign up and get it for free. That's right. It'll cost you nothing. Just go to bit.ly/brewsletter2021. Brew as in B-R-E-W-S, the word letter 2021. And sign up in 10 seconds. Again, the site is bit.ly, bit.ly/brewsletter2021. Aaron Brewski, straight to your inbox. The next game we're going to have a look at on Saturday slate. The Hornets, 112, got flogged by the 76ers, 127. Scary Terry had himself a big night, finishing with 35 points, 12 of 18 from the field, 4 of 4 from the charity stripe, 2 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, 7 triples in 34 minutes. Whilst the starting backcourt partner, DVG, has been in a slump to start the season, Scary Terry has been playing well outside of that New Year's Day loss to Memphis. His shooting numbers have been anything but, as he made 47% or more of his field goal attempts in 4 of Charlotte's 6 games, a top 80 player in both 8 and 9 cat formats in 2019-2020. Scary Terry sits within the top 50 in the first 2 weeks of the season. Okay, so I thought the Hornets drafting LaMelo would hurt Scary Terry. I was wrong. There you go. I said it. PJ Washington has a thumb contusion, so monitor that one moving forward as well. For the 76ers, good old Aussie Ben, what a legend. He tallied 15 points, 6 of 9 from the field, 3 of 5 from the foul line, 12 rebounds, 11 assists, 1 steal, 1 block shot in 37 minutes. The triple-double was Ben's first of the season, and hopefully it will not be his last. It would be nice if Simmons was willing to be more of a perimeter shooter. He got his one opportunity anyway. Sure would improve his fantasy value immensely. That being said, though, Simmons sure brings a lot to the table, both offensively and defensively. He's currently ranked just outside of the top 50 in 8 cat and is just inside the top 75 in 9 cat leagues. Another guy I want to talk about, Shaq Milton. Mate, he's got a well-defined role. He's made significant strides through the first 6 games. Whilst it hasn't necessarily translated to fantasy when it comes to Milton's value, he's a player that can be relied on for consistent minutes and production. He's currently rostered in 16% of Yahoo leagues. It can be argued that number should be a bit higher with Milton not being a top 100 player in either 8-cat or 9-cat, but definitely one you should look at when it comes to streaming. Second last game for Saturday, and the Cavs are on a rip tear of a start to the season. 96, the Hawks 91. Colin Sexton scored 27 points, making 10 of 18 shots, 5 from 5 from the charity stripe, 2 triples in the 36 minutes. It wasn't the Sexland show on Saturday as Darius Garland struggled, but Sexton put the Cavs on his back, pushing the Cavs to that 96-91 win. He lacked in rebounds. He only had 2. He lacked in assists. He only had 3, but did have 3 swipes on the night. If he can pick it up in those 2 categories, he can end up providing a top 40 value, which wouldn't be bad considering his ADP was at 81.6 in Yahoo leagues. Okoro and Garland both under injury clouds for Monday as well. Keep your eye on that one. And Clint Capella was a beast on Saturday, notching 16 points, 16 boards, 3 steals and 2 blocks in 31 minutes. He went 8 from 12 from the floor, had 8 offensive rebounds in the Hawks' loss to the Cavs. He did go 0 from 5 from the line, which hurts him in 9-cat leagues, but he's now had a solid showing in consecutive games. He'll look to keep things rolling on Monday night against the Knicks, especially with Okongwu ruled out. Rondo is doubtful and Kevin Huerter is questionable for Monday's game against the Knicks. We'll have a look at the last game for Saturday, the Raptors 116, losing out in a close one to the Pels. And let's start with the Raptors and Chris Boucher, or Boucher, as we like to say here in Aussie. He played 29 minutes off the bench, finished with 24 points, 7 of 13 from the field, 9 of 9 from the line. Had 5 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 steals, 1 block, and 1 three-pointer. Boucher, his fantasy profile rose significantly ahead of this season, due in the large part to the departure of both Marc Gasol, Serge Ibaka. Thus far, though, he has taken advantage of those additional minutes, providing 5th-round value in 9-cat, 6th-round value in 8-cat. Yeah, he's, even though he's continued to come off the bench, he is backing up a more physical guy in Aussie Aaron Baines. Boucher should be rostered regardless of the league format, yet he's only currently rostered in 60% of Yahoo leagues. Look, if you've dropped him, if he is sitting on your waiver wire, go and drop someone and pick this guy up. Another one you should maybe in your trades, go and buy low on Siakam. Whilst he struggled, he's definitely in that buy low category. We'll look at Fred Van Vliet as well, FVV, in 40 minutes. Played a great game, 27 points, 8 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, shot 9 from 23 from the floor, which is a bit ugly, but also got 4 from 13 from deep, but filled up those stat cats very nicely. And then we'll look at the New Orleans Pelicans side. Eric Bledsoe shot 5 from 12 from the field and got 5 of 6 from the foul line in the win over the Raptors, posting 19 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists, 1 steal, 1 block, and 4 three-pointers in 31 minutes. After scoring 18 points in his Pelicans debut, Bledsoe went through a 3-game stretch in which he had scored a total of 19 points in 3 games that followed. He has since bounced back, and Saturday, Bledsoe had his best all-round game as a Pelican, whilst he's ranked just outside the top 100, both at 8 and 9-cat formats. Bledsoe is capable of cracking that barrier with more consistent production as an assist man, although that could provide a bit tough, having that he is playing alongside Lonzo Ball. Before we get into Sunday's games, Happy New Year from our sponsor at Manscaped. Manscaped is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming, offering precision-engineered tools for your family jewels, and they are here to help you have clean balls in the new year, ringing the new year with the right tools for the job. Come out of quarantine with clean balls thanks to the Lawnmower 3.0. This waterproof and skin-safe trimmer will reduce nicks to your two best friends. It is also time to freshen up down there in the new year with the Crop Preserver. It's an anti-chafing ball deodorant and moisturizer. You already put deodorant on your armpits. Why are you not putting deodorant on the smelliest part of your body? And they are the on-the-go freshness for a product that they have called the Crop Reviver. It's a ball toner spray. Start the new year with a fresh set of testies thanks to Manscaped. Manscaped even throw in their shed travel bag to keep all your goodies stored comfortably. And speaking of comfort, the Manscaped anti-chafing boxer briefs are also included, and they will bring your underwear game to the next level. Bring sexy back in 2021. Get 20% off on free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you. Get 20% off with free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use the code HOOPBALL20. New year, new balls. Let's move on to Sunday's game. And we start with the first one of the day, and that was the Celtics. 122 over a close one with the Pistons, 120. And we'll start with the Celtics. And Marcus Smart notched 13 points, 5 from 14 from the field, missed all 3 shots from the charity stripe, 9 assists, 3 rebounds, 3 steals, and 3 triples in 38 minutes. He's been playing through a shoulder contusion, but he is as tough as they come and he refuses to sit. He's been playing with a wrap on his arm for a while, and maybe all of this is what's contributing to his poor shooting at 36% at the moment, although he has offset that poor field goal percentage with ample amounts of points, averaging 11.6 points, 5.6 assists, 1.6 steals, 2.4 triples, and that has helped him post top 70 numbers in 9-cat so far. So when his shoulder heals up and his shooting picks up, I would look out for that one. A trip dub for Jason Tatum, 24.8 rebounds, 12 assists, flirted with that triple double, and 31 points for Jaylen Brown, who continues that all-star looking run that he has had. On the Detroit side of the ball, Jeremy Grant logged 22 points, 6 rebounds, 2 assists, and a steal. He made his first 5 shots of the game, scoring 12 points on 5 of 6 with 2 triples in the opening quarter. He cooled down from there, though, managing just 10 points in the next 3 frames. He clearly is the Pistons' best scoring option and perhaps their best player too. He looked to be on pace for a 30-point game after the first 12 minutes, obviously, but he didn't. Look, he had a poor preseason. I was down on him, but he certainly picked up his game. Let's look at the second game of this, your Sunday slate of NBA games. And the Wiz, 123, nutted out a close one against the Brooklyn Nets, 122. Wowee. Thomas Bryant notched his first double-double of the season on Sunday for the Wizards, who remain undefeated for this year. Yep, they hadn't won a game all season until 2021.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Come on. He got 21 points, Thomas rebounds. Thomas Bryant got 21 points, 14 rebounds, 2 assists, 1 steal, and 1 three-pointer in 28 minutes. Bryant came up huge down the stretch, grabbing an offensive board with 25 seconds left, which led to an easy dunk off a pocket pass from Bradley Beal. The Nets have allowed 20.8 second-chance points per game this season, the most in the league by a huge margin. And those 2 points by Bryant cost them this game. He's connected on 9 of 15 threes since the Wizards opener and is up to 66.7 shooting overall through 7 games. That's enough for mid-round value in almost any fantasy format, and it could rise higher once he starts making the free throws in 58.8%. Currently, double-doubles for Russell Westbrook with 24 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals. And Bradley Beal got a double-double as well, 27 points, 10 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, and 2 blocks. For the Nets, Jarrett Allen notched his first double-double of the season with 15 points, 13 rebounds, 1 assist, 2 turnovers in 25 minutes off the bench. Allen has now recorded double-digit boards in 4 of the past 5 games for Brooklyn, and he was the closer for tonight's game with DeAndre Jordan just seeing 15 minutes of floor time. DJ finished with 5 points, 1 rebound, 1 steal, 1 block, and a plus-minus rating of -8, whilst Jared Allen's plus-minus tonight was +8. As long as Jared Allen is regularly logging minutes in the mid-20s, he'll be worth rostering in most leagues. A double-double for Kyrie as well, 30 points, 5 rebounds, 10 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and a double-double for KD as well, 28 points, 11 rebounds, 7 assists, both shot 2 from 7 from deep. Both had opportunities with shots to win the game and missed, which is unlike KD. The Lakers 108, the Grizzlies 94. LeBron James flirted with a triple-double in the 108-94 win over Memphis, tallying 22 points, 13 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 triples, 1 steal and 2 turnovers in 32 minutes. James has been on every injury report since the opener with an ankle issue, but wouldn't you know it, he keeps turning up and he keeps playing. It's becoming quite clear that this guy is just going to keep balling out. The Lakers have their second back-to-back of the season coming up next week with games on Thursday and Friday versus the Spurs and the Bulls. So it'll be interesting to see if LBJ gets hit with a rest day. It's worth noting he played in the previous back-to-back this season. So we don't know what's going to happen with LBJ. Keep your eye on that one. Dylan Brooks for Memphis was held to 9 points on 3 of 15 from shooting on Sunday to go with 5 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 three-pointer. one block, two turnovers in 29 minutes. And look, Brooks doesn't get a lot of love in fantasy hoops. He doesn't get a lot of love from me and Mr. J either because he's that low make kind of chucker guy. But he put that on display tonight as well. He's been quietly having a bit of a breakout season. He's seen increased playing responsibility with Jar out with that ankle injury. So it's unfortunate that it's also resulted in some increase in his turnovers as well. But he hasn't been so one-dimensional this season. He's flirting with top 50 value in 8 cat leagues. This was the first game, though, without multiple steals. He's still averaged a career-high 2.2 swipes on the year. Denver, 124. The T-Wolves, 109. Jamal Murray dropped 36 points on 13 of 20 shooting, 7 of 9 from the charity stripe, to go with 3 triples, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, and 1 steal. The Nuggets have lost a lot of firepower in their second unit, with Will Barton having to join the starters with Michael Porter Jr. sitting out in the COVID protocol. Let's hope he doesn't actually have the Rona. So Mike Malone decided to start staggering Jamal Murray's minutes with the reserves, and that's worked out pretty well, especially tonight. Murray having a bit more freedom on the offense. We're not running alongside the Joker. Jokic notched yet another triple-double and finished with 19 points, 8 of 12 from the field, 3 of 3 from the foul line, 12 rebounds, 12 assists, and 7 turnovers in 32 minutes. Campazzo looked okay as well in a bit more of an increased playing time. He's worth a speculative add in 16-team leagues. Would like to see more of this coming before we recommend him, though, in standard formats. And for the T-Wolves, Jared Culver scored 20 points, 8 of 13 shooting to go with 6 rebounds, 1 three-pointer, 2 steals, and 2 turnovers through 28 minutes. As a starter, Culver was coming off 3 straight single-digit scoring performances, but he's found his rhythm in this one. He regained some confidence after losing it and has been a noteworthy trend this season. It's still a bit too inconsistent to warrant a roster spot in 12-team leagues, though. He's been rostered in he should be rostered in 16-team leagues. After all, he was the Timberwolves' number 6 selection last season, so it would make sense for them to continue giving him quality minutes. The Mavs 108, the Bulls 118. Yeah, my Chicago Bulls got a rare win. Jalen Brunson got the start with Luka Doncic unavailable with a quad issue and came through with 31 points, 7 assists, 3 triples, 5 rebounds, and a 1 steal across 38 minutes. Brunson was red hot to begin the game, drilling his first 7 shots, and he had only missed once through the first half of action. He finished with 11 from 17 from the field and a perfect 6 from 6 from the stripe. But he coughed up the rock 4 times in that loss. Doncic was ruled out with his quad shortly before the tip, which suggests he could be back for tomorrow night's action, meaning Brunson isn't worth grabbing in most settings. For the Bulls, Zach LaVine popped off for 39 points. I shouldn't be saying that either, should I? 14 of 25 from the field, 8 from 9 from the foul line, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 3 triples, 3 steals, and 4 turnovers in 39 minutes. Overall, though, LaVine's scoring and assist numbers have been a marginal downtick this year as he's sharing more of the offensive responsibility with Kobe White, but he's gone off to a hot start tonight, and with White in early foul trouble, and he had 29 points by halftime. This marked LaVine's 18th game with 35 points plus, which is the most by a Chicago player since the Michael Jordan era, and he's a safe bet for a top 40 value. Those guys, though, like Lauri Markkanen, who are out in the COVID protocol, look set to miss the next 4 road game stretch. So please keep your eye on that one if you've got Lauri Markkanen. The next game, the Jazz 130, been a bit of a surprise this year over the Spurs 109. We'll start with Bojan Bogdanovic, who hit an incredible 10 of 13 shots, 6 of 7 three-pointers, 2 of 3 from the free throw for 28 points, 3 assists, 1 rebound, and 1 steal with 1 turnover. Bogdanovic has set a season high in points for him. Shots made and three-pointers in the blowout win over the Spurs. He's had a super slow start to the season, ranking outside of the top 200 of all players in nine cat leagues because of a career low 29.7% shooting from the field. But maybe this will be the game that brings him back to form going forward. For the Spurs, Keldon Johnson hit 10 of 16 field goals, two from the foul line for 22 points, two assists, seven rebounds, two steals, three turnovers in the loss to the Jazz. Johnson's breakout year continued with his second straight 20-point performance, and Pop seems to love him. So that's pretty good. After falling outside of the top 100 players in nine cat leagues as a rookie, the 21-year-old ranks at 52 early in his sophomore year. So we're nowhere close to Johnson's fantasy or real-world potential at this point. He needs to be owned. He was one of the most undrafted guys in the top 75 valued people. So go and pick him up if he is still sitting on the waiver wire. Interesting to know, Derek White sat out today. He stubbed his toe. Yep, he kicked it. The one that he recently had repaired by surgery. Poor bugger. He is going to be reevaluated Monday, so keep your eye on that one. The Clips, 112. The Suns, 107. I got a message from old mate Mr. J. It was quite interesting. He said to me he got excited when he saw PG's half line. He was pretty excited. It was almost a blowout. And then he sent me a message a little bit later and said, "Sweet Jesus, you better update that shout. Suns are back in it. Paul George is still in the game after he thought he would sit." So speaking of Paul George, one of Mr. J's favourites this year, got him in Dan's big cash money roto league as well. Paul George hit 15 of 24 field goals, 7 of 10 three-pointers, 2 of 2 from the charity stripe for 39 points, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals and a block with 5 turnovers. George was feeling it all night as he has most of the season, scoring his second highest point total in a Clippers jersey and the most this season. His 7 three-pointers was a season high too. LA led by as many as 31 points in the second quarter, but the Phoenix came back within striking distance in the fourth. It was a bit of a chippy game in the heat of the action. George got into it with both Devin Booker and Chris Paul. So that was very, very interesting. Look, Paul George is just doing phenomenal, phenomenal things out there, and he will continue to. He's owned in all leagues. There should be no question of owning him, and I wouldn't even look at selling high with him. Kawhi Leonard got 15 points, did pretty well as well. Luke Kennard got 14, and so did Batum. Let's have a look at the Phoenix Suns. As I said, Devin Booker hit 7 of 13 field goals, 1 of 3 three-pointers, 10 of 12 from the charity stripe for 25 points, 8 assists, 5 rebounds, 2 turnovers. Devin Booker, as I said, he went back and forth with Paul George in the game. Had a lot of emotions between the top stars. The Western Conference is a bit cutthroat this season, and the game's best guards brought some intensity, I think. Devin Booker helped Phoenix cut into that 31-point deficit to trail by just 3 points with 31 seconds to play, but it was too little too late. He had only turned the ball over twice in this game. In the final game of the weekend, the Portland Trail Blazers 122 went down to the Dubs. The Golden State Warriors 137. A double-double for Enes Kanter, 24 minutes, 24 points, 12 rebounds. He got one assist. He got one steal as well. No blocks, though. Shot 8 from 12, 66% from the floor, 8 from 10 from the foul line for Enes Kanter, who did pretty well. Nurkic, 7 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks. Filled out the stat sheet and somewhat of a bounce back. Continues to be everyone's favorite buy low or one of. CJ McCollum did massively well, flirted with a double-double, 28 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals. Damian Lillard, 32 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists for him. On the Dub side, Steph Curry scored a career high 62 points on a career high 18 free throws out of 19 attempts in the win over the Blazers. On the night, he made 18 of 31 field goal. As I said, 8 of 16 three-pointers with 4 assists, 5 rebounds, and 5 turnovers. There are great shooters who break out of slumps with awesome games. And then there's Steph Curry, maybe the greatest shooter of all time, who stopped a cold streak with a performance we've never seen before from him. Curry was unbelievable. He breaking any trap that the Blazers laid for him. He was the man all night. Nobody could stop him. This wasn't just a hot quarter or two. His 31 points in each half coming after an 0-2 start. The Warriors have won 3 of their last 4, and Curry is starting to look like one of the best players in the world again. Steph Curry, wow. If you have him in a points league, even if you had him in Cats or Roto today, that's going to win you your league, people. That's the weekend set of action. We'll be back just after this short break to answer some of your questions. And our friends at mybookie.ag, I need to talk to you about those guys, because ever since I've started this pod, people have been asking me for betting tips. I've always asked who you got, the Lakers, the Clippers, Rodgers, Mahomes. I'll tell you what I tell them. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why I tell people to bet with mybookie.ag. MyBookie's rep is rock solid. They've got the best odds, contests, and promotions in the business. They're the only place I trust to handle my NBA-related bets. The one sportsbook guaranteed to give me the best lines for the National Championship College game on January 11th and on every NFL playoff game. You know me. You know that I don't give out my stamp of approval easily. To earn it, you've got to be the best at what you do. And MyBookie is the best sports book out there, period. It's simple. Sign up and enter the promo code HOOPBALL and get your deposit matched halfway up to 1,000 schmackaroos. Head over to MyBookie if you want to add a little excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet on. Bet with MyBookie.ag and please gamble responsibly. Now it's time for some listener questions. Of course, you can reach out to me on Twitter at TheHarlander23. You can reach out to my co-host, Mr. Jolly of Sydney, at Mr. Jolly of Sydney. You can also hit us up on Facebook. We've got a Facebook page called Mr. Jolly and The Harlander. So go and check that out. We've got a couple of questions from some guys. Carl reached out to us on Facebook and said, do I think Bojan Bogdanovic and Rui Hachimura must be dropped for those guys? Look, no, I probably would have said yes to Bojan in particular. However, I think he's a bit of a wait and see now that he's had that breakout game that could well catapult him to continue to perform, considering you would have picked him up around the, you know, anywhere between 80 and 110. You know, I would definitely not be rushing to drop him. Rui Hachimura, look, he's the type of guy like Darius Bazley who could win you your league, especially picking him up that late. He could be a bit sparky. However, he is one of those buzzy names who could just be god-awful and give you a couple too many donuts during the season, which makes it very, very hard. Bojan, no. If you've got someone who you really should pick up, like Chris Boucher, I would definitely drop Rui for him. Carl's also said, how about Otto Porter's performance and minutes when Lauri Markkanen will be back? Now, Otto started the year off pretty slow with Lauri in there. He has obviously very much upped his game with Lauri being out and had more minutes, especially with him starting alongside Pat Will. When Lauri comes back, and that won't be for the next week, I still think there's plenty of value there for Otto. He has proved, even as a six-man, he'll be six-man kind of value. He's proved that he can perform at a top 75 fantasy NBA player. I think he was a top 30 or 40, as Mr. J and I have mentioned on a few earlier pods as well. He's ranked 20th in the season of 2017-2018, 22 the season before that, and 39 in 18-19. It was only last year when he was plagued with injury that he dropped down. Currently ranked number 61, he is ranked 32 from last week, 39 from last week's games. I certainly think he is going to have value when Lauri Markkanen comes back for him, and that is in nine cat projection. I just thought I would make mention of that. Nick Dunham, shout out to Nick, asked us, who would you pick up in place of Michael Porter Jr. with him being in the COVID protocol? And if your league has got an IL, you've shoved him on there. A guy like Rui, Davis Baisley, and Chris Boucher, they're two, three guys who I would very much rush out and get if they are on your waiver wire. And a shout out to Luke, who said, is Hassan Whiteside a drop, hold, or an attempt to trade? Now, the guy's getting no minutes whatsoever. So at no point is he a hold. At no point are you going to get anything of value for him in a trade unless you're swindling someone. And at that point, the commissioner should be really thinking about kicking the person out who accepted the Whiteside trade. So he's a hard drop. In 12-team leagues, you should not own Hassan Whiteside. He should be dropped in those leagues. And if Chris Boucher is on that waiver wire, go and pick him up. Look, guys, thanks for joining me today. It's been a massive pleasure to bring you this bonus pod covering the Saturday and Sunday slate of games. Don't forget to subscribe to our pod, the Box Score Breakdown. Oh, it's getting to the end of the day. Thank God for that one. Rate, review, subscribe. If you give us a 5-star review, once we can see them, we'll give you a bit of a shout-out. You can ask us some questions in there as well. You can hit me up on Twitter at TheHarlander23. I am Scotty. My co-host is normally here, Mr. J. You can find him on Twitter at Mr. Jolly of Sydney. Find us on Facebook at Mr. Jolly and the Harlander. This has been the Box Score Breakdown Bonus Pod Edition. Hope your week turns out to be fantastic. We're presented by Hoopball. Go and check out their fantasy pass as well. Have a great week. We'll catch you tomorrow. Bye.
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.